Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility and by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon. And brought to you by Mary Ann Dexter, LMSWC. Take the first step by calling Mary Ann Dexter at 989-341-3114 today. A Kansas City man and woman were hospitalized after an ATV and car collided Saturday evening in Greenleaf Township. According to Sanilac County or Central Dispatch, the crash occurred at around 7:34 p.m. on April 11th at the intersection of North Van Dyke Road and Seeger Road. Deputies determined that the 63-year-old Cass City man was driving a 2014 Yamaha ATV southbound with a 62-year-old female passenger when he attempted to a left turn onto Seeger Road. Investigators say the ATV failed to yield to the northbound 2000 Volkswagen driven by a 29-year-old Wisconsin man. The vehicles collided, ejecting both ATV riders and sending the ATV into the northwest ditch. The Volkswagen left the roadway and struck several trees before coming to rest. The ATV occupants were treated on scene for non-life-threatening injuries and later transported to Covenant Hospital in Saginaw. The Wisconsin driver was not injured. Deputies noted that alcohol appears to be a factor and that neither ATV rider was wearing a helmet. Names have not been released. And prosecutors say Jermaine Buckner, Tawan Terrell, Courtney Terry, and Henry Buckner were arrested after authorities carried out multiple search warrants across the city on April 10th. The coordinated effort involved Michigan State Police along with several federal and local agencies. Investigators say the arrests stem from a months-long probe into a suspected cocaine distribution network believed to be supplying drugs from Detroit to the Saginaw area. During the operation, officers seized nearly 10 kilograms of cocaine, additional narcotics, cash, firearms, and several high-end vehicles. Authorities also reported recovering luxury goods and two properties tied to the investigation. Police say the case remains active and no injuries were reported during the raids. And a jury has convicted a Saginaw man in connection with a deadly robbery that happened in 2024. Court records show 27-year-old Donsha Wesby Whitley was found guilty of first-degree murder along with multiple armed robbery and firearm-related charges and the death of 18-year-old Tyrene Thomas. Prosecutors say the incident occurred late at night on April 2024 on Bay Road on the city's west side. Investigators determined Thomas had been lured to the location where he was robbed and then shot as he attempted to flee. Police, who were already nearby at the time, spotted the suspects leaving the scene and initiated a pursuit. The chase ended in Buena Vista Township, where Wesley Whitley and a second suspect were taken into custody. The second man charged in the case, Antrell Wright, is still awaiting trial and faces similar felony charges. When we come back after this Mary Ann Dexter sponsor message, we'll continue with our national news.
Are you feeling overwhelmed, stuck, or just not like yourself lately? You're not alone, and you don't have to figure it out on your own. Mary Ann Dexter, licensed clinical social worker, offers compassionate, personalized therapy designed around you. Using a person-centered approach, she works alongside you to better understand your thoughts, emotions, and patterns, so you can create meaningful, lasting change. Serving clients across Michigan, sessions are available online and in person in Bad Axe, making it easier than ever to get the support you need. Whether you're facing anxiety, depression, trauma, life transitions, or everyday stress, therapy can help you move forward with clarity and confidence. And don't forget to check with your employer. You may have EAP benefits available through Spring Health that can help cover the cost of therapy.
Hi, this is Mary Ann Dexter. Take the first step today Call me at 989-341-3114 or visit therapywithmariannelmsw.com to learn more and schedule your first consultation.
And we're back in the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Cardi, and looking at our national news, California reports record-breaking solar power generation. Grid operators in California announced today that the state achieved a new milestone in renewable energy, which with solar power meeting over 90% of daytime demand for a record 4 consecutive hours. This achievement was aided by a recent expansion in large-scale battery storage capacity. The surplus of energy allowed for significant exports to neighboring states and a reduction of natural gas usage. However, officials noted that balancing the grid during the evening ramp-up remains a logistical challenge as solar output fades. In other national news, new study links urban green spaces to lower stress levels. A comprehensive multi-city study released today by the National Institutes of Health found a direct correlation between the proximity of public parks and improved mental health outcomes. The data suggests that residents living within half a mile of a green space reported significantly lower levels of cortisol. Urban planners are being encouraged to use this data to prioritize pocket parks, densely populated areas. The study highlights that even small non-traditional green spaces can provide measurable psychological benefits to local communities. When we come back after the Ozentoski Farm Equipment sponsor message, we'll get to our more international news.
And here it is, the final putt to win it all.
Tim Ozentoski is your Masters champion.
Wow, that makes Tim the oldest Masters champion ever.
Here comes Tim now on his Case IH Farmall compact tractor to accept his jacket.
He depends on his golf game much like he does his Case IH Farmall compact tractor. The comfortable operator platform, fingertip controls, and maneuverability of hydrostatic steering put it miles ahead of the closest competitor.
Tim Ozentoski and Case IH Farmall compact tractors are running the field when it comes to getting down to business, just as Ozentoski Farm Equipment.
Thank you.
Tim.
Huh? What?
Wake up. You're sleeping at your desk again.
I won the Masters. I beat everyone.
You haven't beat anyone. It was just last week you lost to a group of nuns.
Only because I had help from the big guy upstairs.
Oh, brother.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Cardi, and looking at our international news, Indonesia negotiates energy deal with Russia. The Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources met with his Russian counterpart today to discuss the purchase of crude oil and LPG. Indonesia is seeking to diversify its energy sources to ensure domestic price stability amidst global market volatility. The negotiations are part of a broader effort to maintain economic growth despite international supply chain disruptions. Both nations agreed to explore further technical cooperation in the development of oil and gas infrastructure. In other international news, South Africa appoints new ambassador to the United States. The South African government officially appointed a former Apartheid-era negotiator as its new ambassador to Washington today. The appointee is known for his experience in high-stakes diplomacy and is expected to focus on strengthening trade relations between the two nations. The appointment comes at a time of increased diplomatic activity between Africa and the West. South African officials stated that the new ambassador's primary mission will be to navigate the complex geopolitical landscape while advocating for South African economic interests. When we come back after the Sanilac Medical Care Facility sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
Hi, I'm Nicole Miller, administrator at Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. Choosing care for a loved one is one of the most important decisions a family can make. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we take that responsibility seriously. We're more than a medical facility. We're a welcoming home where compassion, dignity, and quality care come first. We offer both short-term rehabilitation and long-term care, supported by an experienced medical team and enhanced by on-site physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy, all conveniently available under one roof. Our focus is simple, providing personalized care that supports comfort, recovery, and quality of life. We're here to nurture, here to care. Your health is our mission. To learn more, visit sanilacmedicalcare.com or call 810-648-3017. Sanilac Medical Care Facility, because your loved ones deserve the best.
We have no obituaries to report at this time. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sanilac County Medical Care Facility and by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon. And brought to you by Marianne Dexter, LMSWC. Take the first step by calling Marianne Dexter at 989-341-3114 today.